and talk with Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth. Sheriff, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm glad to be talking to you about the next topic, marine safety. We've had warm weather here in the state, it seems, for like a month now. I know that it's time to start gearing up on how we can make sure that we're boating safely. Before we get into maybe specifics of that, tell me about the Marine Division, if you will, of the Ingham County Sheriff Department.
Well, we have a couple of facets of that. One is we have a Marine Division that does patrol basically on Lake Lansing on a limited basis in the summertime. Then we have a Tri-County Dive Unit that does rescue and that type of thing. So we have both facets.
And between both, how many people are employed?
Well, the dive team consists of Ingham, Eaton, Clinton County, as well as Lansing PD, and between that, I'm going to guess there's a dozen, 15, something like that. The unit that uses the boat, is we do that on an overtime basis. It could be any number of people that are working a shift. There's nobody employed specifically for that duty.
And which waterways do you patrol?
Well, mainly Lake Lansing. We do limited patrol on the Grand River during special events in the city, but primarily patrol, the biggest body of water we have in the county, obviously, is Lake Lansing.
Okay, and when will there be regular patrols in full effect?
When it gets warm enough to swim, we'll start going out there on the weekends.
Last summer, when you look back, how many incidents did you have to deal with?
I don't have those statistics in front of me, Tony, but I can assure you that every weekend there is something to deal with, you know, a drunk boater or somebody that's in peril, those type of things, which is why we're out there.
All right, the biggest challenge that you have to deal with?
Oh, well, I'd say the biggest challenge, not only us, but nationwide, is alcohol and boating. Over 1,000 people die in boating accidents every year, and 9 out of 10 of that 1,000 drowned. And I guess my advice, people don't hear anything today when we're talking, is just like driving a car, don't drive your boat when you're drinking.
And beyond that, also boating education is something that you believe in.
Absolutely, and boating laws and boating requirements are fairly complex. I've got in front of me, as we speak here, several booklets that deal with motorcraft, watercraft regulations, and it's not one line. Let me tell you, there's a lot of things that you need to know to operate a boat.
And what is the current age that someone has to be to operate a vehicle?
let's see here. It says each person 12 years old will be towed. I don't know. I don't think I have that.
All right. Well, the top tips for folks getting their boats ready to put in the water and also for the operation of these boats.
Well, getting your boat ready to put in the water, make sure all your equipment works. If you're fueling it, don't smoke while you're doing it. You know, extinguish smoking materials, those types of things. Make sure all your equipment's proper. Make sure you have the right type of life vest. And different people require different vests. If you're under 7 years of age, you've got to have a parent or guardian on the boat with you if you have a child under seven. Right here, it says, person under 14 years of age shall not operate a personal watercraft. So, 14. Skiing is another kind of tricky thing because age, again, determines what type of vest you have to wear. So you need to be up on those. If you're skiing, your tow line has to be 75 feet long. Now these little things people might not think about, you know, the line breaks and so you cut out a chunk or something like that. But that's the law, and people need to be aware of that.
All right. And if folks want more information about boating safety, where can you suggest they go?
Well, you can go online. There's a lot of information online. Just type in boater safety and tips. And you can find out a lot of things. But the DNR puts out a lot of nice Michigan personal watercraft regulations. I'm sure you can either go to their webpage or go to one of their offices and pick up one of these pamphlets and would help you deal with that as you get ready to go boating.
All right.
We want everybody to be safe. We don't want any drownings. They're very traumatic situations, and we want people to be safe, and it's pretty easy to do.
All right, Sheriff, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
You betcha.